So will the city of Chicago finally be getting a casino? It looks a lot closer than it ever did, in my view. Greg Hines covers these things for Crane Chicago Business. I saw your article today. It's down to five, huh, Greg? We got five choices.
Well, that five is a lot. It actually backs up what you just said, that we're closer than ever. There had been a lot of speculation earlier this year that even though the city had finally had permission from the General Assembly to go out and build a casino, that, gee, nobody's going to be interested. Times are tough. There's too much crime. People don't want to gather in large cities. Maybe we'll get one bidder and it won't be very good. Well, we got five bids, which is actually really good, and it tells me that the mayor has some real choices to make. And, you know, and as in any other aspect of life, it's always good to have choices. You get a better deal.
Very good, and good for taxpayers as well, as I'm sure you folks at Cranes are indicating here. I saw your article. Who's behind the five? Can you break it down for us?
Yeah, there are two of the bids come from Bally's. I think most of your listeners have heard of Bally's. They have a lot of gambling casinos around the country. So they have two different sites. One is on the near north side where the Chicago Tribune printing plant is. They would go on that property and would replace the printing plant. And the other is on the truck marshaling yards. It's a big parking lot. This is a little southwest of McCormick Place. There's two bids. There's a single bid from Hard Rock. I think most folks have heard of them, too.
Sure.
They want to go on this proposed big mega development called One Central that would rise on air rights over the Metro Electric tracks immediately west of Soldier Field. So that's site number three. And then Neil Blum, who owns the Rivers Casino, people have heard of that too,
has
two different things on the table. Number one is the 78 property, as it's known, that is just starting to be developed now. This huge tract of, really, it's been undeveloped for a century, land on the south side of Roosevelt Road at Clark. Mm-hmm. And the most intriguing one of the lot in my book, and that's to take the old Lakeside Center at McCormick Place campus, the easternmost building on the campus, which is literally falling apart, and rebuild it and turn it into a casino. That also comes from Neil Blum.
Right there next to the conventioners and the whole thing. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I know in the past they've said things that they don't really want it next to the convention business. Is that part of the pushback? And also the Friends of the Parks always comes up whenever you decide that you might want to put something like this right there on the lakefront.
Well, let me take those one at a time. You are correct that traditionally the Chicago convention industry here has said, you know, we don't want it. We want our people in the hall buying widgets. We don't want them in the casino spending the lunch money. But the advocates of this are actually trying to turn that into a plus. They're saying, hey, the convention business really got whacked by COVID. It's going to take a while to get back on its feet. We need something new, not just the convention, but an additional traction to make people overcome maybe a little hesitance and come to Chicago, because they won't just have to, you know, they can have fun at night. They can go to the casino. Yeah, we'll see if it works. Mm-hmm. I would say there's some ruffled feathers there. They're probably going to have to be unruffled if that proposal is going to proceed.
Okay.
As for Friends of the Parks, you are correct. Their name is We Don't Want Anything on Our Lakefront. They're the people that stuck a shiv in the former Lucas Museum, which is now being built in Los Angeles, not in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But interesting, when I talked to Juanita Edirze, who's the executive director of Friends of the Parks, she kind of surprised me. She drew a difference between taking an existing park space, like the Lucas Museum wanted to use, or like the Obama Presidential Center is doing down in down just south of Hyde Park, taking an existing building that's already there and repurposing it. And says, well, since it's an existing building and something is already there, you know, we'd probably stay neutral on that. We wouldn't get involved in the conversation. Isn't that interesting?
Very, very interesting. So you had contacted them, you reached out, and you said, hey, wait a minute, this is on the lakefront. Maybe you're going to be upset about this. And nope, that doesn't sound like they would. That's interesting. Does it seem as if Neil Blum would be the front runner here? His name is, you know, he's very, very close with a lot of the politicians who will be making the decisions here. How does the process get run from this point forward, Greg?
Well, the process is technically the city holds public hearings. The city is going to release some more information on these bids later this week, and everybody gets to talk about it, and it has to be approved by the city council. But realistically, it's all up to Lori Lightfoot. She's going to pretty much make the decision here herself, and it's a question of what she wants. Now, Neil Bloom's political ties actually are almost a little bit of a disadvantage. His wife is his daughter. I'm sorry, is very close to the mayor. She's been a campaign fundraiser for her, and that's left a little bit of an odor that doesn't look very good. So he actually has to overcome that impediment. On the other hand, there's some real advantages to that lakeshore site. One, it's available. Two, it's quicker to open there potentially. Instead of building a new building, which can take years, it's a lot easier to repurpose and partially reconstruct an existing building, and that's what he's doing, and that's important because the mayor really wants his money. We have this huge pension debt in Chicago, and the money, the proceeds from this tax take, would go to shore up the police pension fund. The mayor wants to get that money as soon as she can. There's also another advantage. This area is kind of roped off from the rest of the city. I mean, it's surrounded by convention centers. So there's no NIMBY problem. There's no neighbors to say, hey, you can't build this next to my house. I don't want a convention there like there would be in some of these other areas. So you add all that together and the fact that Bloom is a pretty recognized force. He has a track record you can look at, and I think it's too early to say that that's the front runner, but I certainly am keeping a close eye on that one. I think that one may be the one to watch.
If you're betting in Vegas, you might put your money on Neil Bloom. I think I would. I would, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see. You mentioned that exactly one of the reasons to care about this, even if you don't plan on going to the casino anytime soon, is that there's a big pension hole that needs to be shored up, and this is part of that solution.
Yeah, it is, and I understand the objection from people who say they don't want gambling. But my goodness, it's all over the place now. If you want to lose the lunch money, you can do it on lottery tickets. For that matter,
a lot of places to do it.
Yeah, there's a couple places in Indiana. There's one being proposed in the south suburbs. There's one being proposed in the north suburbs. There's one in Elgin. You've got the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. If people want to gamble, they're going to do it. At least the advantage of this one, given its potential location in the central part of the city, is it's going to be out-of-town people, tourists, conventioners, whatever, who are losing their lunch money rather than Chicago for the most part.
Somehow that feels better.
We'll take their dough.
Yes, we need their dough. Absolutely. Greg Hines, thank you so much. Check out the article there in Crane Chicago Business. Thanks for breaking it down for us. Enjoy your Monday.
You too.
Greg Hines, great article there. The top five candidates, the only five candidates, as he just mentioned, for the new Chicago casino.